Great Scott. It's time for the Geek News with J. Stu and K. Stu.
News team, assemble!
Greetings and welcome to this week's Geek News. I'm here in the studio with K. Stu.
Hello.
And there's a lot to get to, so I think we should just jump right in.
Jump.
First of all, we had a lot of TV announcements today that we'll get to.
Yeah, a lot happened this weekend.
Yeah. Before we get there, of note here, I just want to note that Star Trek Into Darkness was supposed to come out this Friday. It's actually been moved up a day to Thursday, the 16th.
That's just weird.
Yep. And
does Diana know that's what she's doing for her birthday now?
Oh, yeah. It's true. And then we'll take her to see Pam Rose and Alan Fling at Pulp Comics.
Yeah.
Hopefully we're going to get an interview with them at Fun Expo next Saturday.
I'm very, very excited about that.
Yep. He, Alan played a stormtrooper in Empire Strikes Back and I believe an Imperial officer in Return of the Jedi. And Pam played a alien in the creature cantina scene in the original Star Wars A New Hope.
Nice.
Back then it wasn't A New Hope.
No.
Just Star Wars.
It wasn't Episode 4 either.
No, it wasn't. That was added in after The Empire Strikes Back came out. Or even as a 10-year-old, I was like, why does that say Episode 5? That makes no sense.
Did I miss something?
Yeah, so hopefully we'll get to interview them this week. Earlier tonight, I showed you the picture on the set of X-Men Days of Future Past of Wolverine and the Beast in 1973.
Yep.
And it's a time travel story, and hopefully that won't hurt your head.
Most things do.
But the thing with Wolverine is, his character never ages. So right. They could show him in the movie in different time periods.
His character never ages. Hugh Jackman does.
Hugh Jackman does. He looks pretty good, though, you gotta admit.
Yes.
Anyhow, so check that out. I think I put it up in the We Got the Geek page tonight. And I hope they're going to explain this, and they probably are, but I believe the Beast was blue and furry in X-Men First Class that took place in the 60s, which yeah. Eventually evolved into Kelsey Grammer in First Class.
That poor guy, knowing he has to grow up to be Fraser.
But in the picture tonight, he was just regular Beast again, regular Hank McCoy in his 70s clothes.
Maybe he can still control it?
Oh, I didn't show you, but did you see the picture of young Charles Xavier earlier this week?
I don't remember it if I did.
Well, he looked like a cross between a hippie and Lieutenant Dan from Forrest Gump.
Oh, God.
In a wheelchair in the 70s, big giant mustache, long hair, 70s clothes. And I just looked at that.
Nothing good about the 70s.
That's going to eventually lead to Patrick Stewart.
See, that's cool. You're going to grow up to be Patrick Stewart. All right. You're going to grow up to be Fraser. Oh,
that can't be good for anyone. Oh, boy. So, usually we take a break right now. I think we should just get right into it. There's a ton to get through this week.
Let's get into it.
Well, as usual, we have to start off on a sad note.
Oh, man.
Yeah. Ray Harryhausen has died at the age of 92. The stop-motion animation legend worked on such films as The Beast from 2000 Fathoms, Jason and the Argonauts, and the original Clash of the Titans. His work inspired later generations of filmmakers and special effects artists. Steven Spielberg paid tribute to him this week by stating, "Without his work, there would never have been a Star Wars or a Jurassic Park."
Wow.
Think about it. Back then, that's when they were doing with the special effects and models, and you had to make a movement and then film it and another movement. It must have taken forever to do special effects like that. And that's how they did them in the original Star Wars trilogy, too. But I've never seen Jason and the Argonauts, but I've seen that footage of the skeletons fighting with the swords.
Like millions of skeletons, yeah. It seemed like. Yeah.
And I saw the original Clash of the Titans in the theater when I was 10.
Yeah.
Wow, 92 though. So that's incredible. It's a lot. I thought it was a lot more complex than today's CGI and all that.
I've never worked in either medium, so I can't say which one is more difficult. But I gotta say, moving models frame by frame has got to be harder than doing it on the computer.
And I was gonna say, someone like you that doesn't have the patience for anything, you wouldn't be good at a job like that.
I don't have the patience for it. I also am pretty much a bull in a china shop when it comes to anything. So I'm thinking of those, like, skeleton models. I couldn't get in there and, like, precisely move anything without knocking over half of them.
That second thing would describe me if I ever tried to do something like that. But, yeah, we've lost a great pioneer in special effects, and our thoughts are with the family.
Yeah.
So, now that we've gotten the sad news out of the way, how about you kick us off with some happy stuff?
All right. Well, Walt Disney Animation Studios is announcing its first movie inspired by a Marvel comic, an adaptation of a lesser-known crime fighter series called Big Hero 6. The CG animated movie will center on a robotics prodigy named Hiro Hamada and his robot companion Baymax. The film is based on an obscure Marvel series which was created by Steven T. Siegel, not Steven Seagal, and Duncan Rouleau in 1998. Big Hero 6 will be released in 2014.
I have to admit, I consider myself a big comic book geek.
Mm-hmm.
Never heard of this one.
Wow, really?
Yeah, really.
Not even just I meant to check it out. I never got to it.
Yeah, nothing like that.
Wow.
And this isn't even a DVD release. This is coming out in theaters, a big cartoon.
Cool.
From Disney and Marvel. Not sure why they chose those characters for their first animated feature.
Start out slow.
Yeah, I guess you want to build upon and not start off with some major characters, I guess.
Well, not familiar with all of the Marvel universe.
And there's thousands of characters.
Most of the big ones are taken up right now.
Yeah, I guess so.
So, like, it's not like they could make an Iron Man animated movie right now.
True.
Any of the Avengers, pretty much. Spider-Man, Fantastic Four. Like, when you think Marvel, those are the big names.
Well, I mean, if you're going to think of lesser-known characters, there's a ton of Avengers that I don't think will ever make it into the movies.
Ant-Man already has his own movie coming out.
Ant-Man's got his own movie. Apparently there's a Ms. Marvel movie coming out.
See, so all these things are kind of already taken?
Yeah, I guess you're right. Alpha Flight, that'd be a good one.
That would, actually.
Canadian. You know what, I'll check it out just because I love superheroes.
Because it says Marvel.
Yeah, pretty much.
Marvel will put their name on anything.
Dude, I'll go see a Doctor Strange movie if they make it.
You saw Howard the Duck?
I did. That was the first Marvel Comics movie, which is shocking to me. Followed by Blade.
Oh, well. Things happen.
Yes, indeedy. So, as I mentioned earlier, there's a lot of TV news this week. A lot of stuff was canceled. A lot of stuff was renewed. Some surprise announcements, including this one. I don't have any other way to say it except that 24 is coming back.
Yeah.
And
that has blown up all over my Facebook,
that
by the way.
Blew my mind. Big fan of the show. There was it was 8 seasons, 2001 to 2010. One bad season in the bunch. Wasn't even the last season. It was the Ricky Schroeder season, if you remember correctly.
It wasn't Ricky Schroeder's fault.
No, it was the script, pretty much. Loved the show. First time you ever thought Kiefer Sutherland was cool. Maybe the only time you thought Kiefer Sutherland was cool.
I thought it was a great concept for for a show. Being in real time. The previews and everything were really cool, and he was, like, fighting terrorists and everything. And that was pre-9/11.
If you remember, they had to delay the show because of 9/11.
Yeah, the previews were pre-9/11. Then 9/11 hit, and it was like, oh my god, Kiefer Sutherland's gonna save all of us. So, I thought it was a cool concept for a show. I wasn't a big Kiefer fan. He freaked me out in Lost Boys. Like,
oh, yeah.
I never even saw all of the Lost Boys. Yeah, I'm sorry, Ryan. but just his look freaked me out enough.
Yeah.
And I wasn't at the time a vampire fan. There was no Bill and Eric at that time. So I wasn't a big Kiefer fan, but I was like, oh, I'll give it a shot because of the concept.
Mm.
And I remember I was like, I'll watch one episode and I'll see. And I was hooked.
And
completely hooked.
That show, like, even in the first season dealt with him trying to rescue his family. And spoiler alert for a first season that came out in 2001, doesn't get a happy ending. They kill his wife off in the final episode. And I remember at the time thinking, that's a shitty way to end the series, because I didn't know it was going to come back for a season two. I didn't know how they would do it.
Yeah, we didn't understand how they were going to do a season two. Like, was it just going to be him recovering the next day?
Yeah, and it's not like the seasons took place. Some of the seasons took place 2 and 3 years later after. But, and it ended in 2010, and for the last 3 years, they've been trying to get a 24 movie going. They've gone through 3 or 4 scripts, and they just couldn't get their act together. So this week, Fox has ordered a miniseries called 24, Live Another Day, which will debut in the summer of 2014. The show will reunite showrunner Howard Gordon with Kiefer Sutherland. And although it's a miniseries, it will retain the real-time, fast-paced format with split screens and interweaving storylines, just like the old show. It's only going to be 12 episodes, so it's not really set in real time this time. It'll be in 2-hour increments every episode.
Better than nothing.
Yeah.
I'm not going to complain.
And the whole season will still represent 24 hours. It's once again going to follow the exploits of heroic agent Jack Bauer, who will resume his story several years following the events of the final season.
Good. It's been several years since the final season.
If you remember, like, he was on the run at the end.
Yep.
And it was one of the few times in the series that it made me tear up, because he had to say goodbye to his buddy Chloe, and they ceased transmission. And that's how it ended. They didn't really give him a finale because they were trying to do this movie.
Yep.
They've already stated that if this is popular, they're going to do more miniseries.
Cool.
And you know what's really funny? They announced this hours after they canceled Touch, Kiefer Sutherland's other show that he had for the last 2 years. In fact, they made this announcement the day before the final episode of season 2 of Touch aired, which I've never heard of anyone doing before, canceling a show before the final episode's aired. So, like, no sooner had the body wasn't even cold, basically, and they announced, hey, 24's coming back. And apparently they're not going to use any of the rejected movie scripts. They're starting from scratch, which is why it's going to be a year before it comes out. I'm just excited to hear him yell, damn it, and kill terrorists again, because that used to get me through my day job, pretty much. Coming home on Monday nights, watching that.
No, you're going to talk to me.
Oh, I love that. Don't forget season 2 where he needed a hacksaw to cut off that guy's head, put it in a duffel bag. I just hope they don't bring his daughter back, because she was not that great on the show.
No.
Getting chased by cougars and Kevin Dillon. I know they haven't really said who else is going to come back. Do you think they'll bring Tony back? Because they didn't really kill him at the end of his season. Remember he turned evil?
Yeah.
They didn't really finish his storyline. I hope Chloe comes back. I'm just excited. What's next? You're going to say Stargate's coming back?
Wishful thinking.
I know. Hell, I never thought 24 would ever come back.
No. But here we are.
Yep. So we're going to take a break, and we'll be right back with some more news items. And we're back. Welcome back to this week's Geek News. We just talked about the incredible news that 24 is coming back.
You're still excited about that, even after the commercial.
Dude, I'm going to be excited for that forever.
Forever?
Yep.
That's right, guys. You come back to this 10 years from now, he'll still be excited about
that. Damn it.
Yeah, you were just excited that Damn It was going to be back.
Oh, yes, baby.
You're funny.
Great show, man.
Okay.
All right.
I'm going to go on to more news now.
All right,
that's
go ahead.
Okay. So Robert Downey Jr. will reteam with Iron Man director Jon Favreau for the indie comedy Chef. Production will start July 8th in Los Angeles. Favreau is directing from his own script and starring as a man who loses his chef job and starts up a food truck. In addition to Downey, the cast will include Sofia Vergara and John Leguizamo. Can I just say you had me at Robert Downey Jr. teaming with Jon Favreau, and then you added the word chef to it, and I got very excited
about
you.
Thought you'd like that. That's good to know he can still do these little movies in between his big blockbusters. Now, rumor has it, and I read this earlier today, so it's not a definite thing. I read a story where supposedly, air quotes in the air here, he's trying to get $100 million to do Avengers 2 and 3 and possibly Iron Man 4. So he would be
I'm only laughing because, yeah, they kind of have to.
Yeah, at this point in the game, you can't recast that guy.
No.
People will be angry. But for three movies, though, that's not bad if he wants that for three movies.
Right.
Instead of just one.
$33 million a movie is not unheard of.
No. I mean, he kind of deserves it after the money Avengers and Iron Man 3 took in.
Yep.
I mean, as much as I love the rest of the cast, it wasn't Jeremy Renner bringing in that Avengers bucks.
Not so much.
So, don't know if it's true. If there's more to that news story, we'll talk about it next week. So,
give me $10 million and I'll do it. I'll step into the role of Robert Downey Jr.
Iron Man.
I'll grow the goatee. I can do it.
All right.
You don't think I can?
I don't know. I don't want to think about that. It's a little scary, dude. All right, what's next? Well, speaking of people that worked on Iron Man 3, Sony Pictures has announced that Shane Black will co-write and direct an adventure film based on the 1930s and 40s pulp hero Doc Savage. Although Doc Savage was a hit on radio and in magazines and comic books, he's never had a successful film adaptation. After many false starts, Doc Savage, The Man of Bronze, was produced in 1975, but was a critical and commercial flop. I think I remember watching that on TV with my parents. Couldn't tell you a thing about it. Shane Black's film credits include writing the original Lethal Weapon and, of course, directing and writing this summer's Iron Man 3.
Huh.
Yes. I don't know enough about the Doc Savage character, but...
I don't know anything about the Doc Savage character.
I think there was a Marvel comic in the 70s about him. That's all I know.
If you say so.
Moving right along.
Excuse me. So Adam Scott of Parks and Rec will be joining the cast of Hot Tub Time Machine 2. Scott will be replacing John Cusack, who didn't want to return for the sequel. He will not be playing the same role as Cusack. He will be playing a completely different person. The plot hasn't been revealed, but filming should start this summer.
I love the first one. Do we need a second one?
That's what I was thinking.
Especially if your main star's not coming back. I like Adam Scott, though. He's like
a funny
guy.
I love Adam Scott.
So what do you think the plot is for this one? They go to the 90s this time?
Maybe they go to the future. Maybe they're going to do like a Back to the Future trilogy type thing. Where they go back and forth. And they hot tub it back to the Old West in part 3.
I don't think so.
No?
No. I mean, I liked it, but... I like time travel, and I like the 80s, so that had it all for me in that movie.
Yeah. It's already got, well, the original had Crispin Glover in it, so that could be a Back to the Future thing.
Maybe they'll have Christopher Lloyd in this one.
Instead of Chevy Chase?
Oh, can you imagine Christopher Lloyd's the guy in charge of the Chernobyl in the tub? Bushwick, we're sending you back to the 90s.
Hey, Don Knotts was in charge of it in Pleasantville.
Yeah.
Just saying.
And Spider-Man went into the TV.
Yep. And Reese Witherspoon.
Saw that in the theater. So Jeff Daniels was in it, too, yeah. Was he not?
It was a good movie.
Yeah, I liked it. You know why I went to see it? I couldn't get in to see The Waterboy.
I saw it because Yolanda was in town, and we wanted to go see a movie together. And it was, like, the next thing playing, like, around, like, when we were supposed to meet her parents for supper or something. Yeah. So we were like, yeah, it's like, 3 p.m, we'll go see that.
And little did I know when I watched that movie, I didn't think once that, wow, that kid should grow up to be a Spider-Man.
Seriously. I didn't think, hey, she should play June Carter Cash.
Oh, hey, Dumber's in this movie is pretty much what I thought.
Mr. Furley. Furley.
Mr. Furley. Oh, that's right. Okay. Well, Abby Elliott. Formerly of Saturday Night Live, Chris Elliott's daughter, hot. She's officially joined the Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles reboot.
Oh, Abby Elliott, why?
Abby's role is currently unknown at this point in time, but many fans believe she will play April O'Neil's friend from the original TV series, Irma Langenstein.
That's a good name.
Yeah. I know it was a big deal this week that they had Megan Fox in the yellow coat. And then there's footage of her jumping on a trampoline, which I haven't checked out yet.
It's very exciting.
In other Ninja Turtle news, William Fichtner has also joined the reboot. Details on the actor's role are sketchy, but Fichtner is said to be playing a lead with iconic stature in the Turtles mythology. Shredder, perhaps?
Yeah, because they've already cast the other big names of the movie.
Yeah.
The characters.
That guy's a good actor. I loved him in Armageddon.
I loved you in Armageddon, man.
He was good. He got a gun in space? That was that guy. He brought the gun on the ship, and Bruce Willis grabbed the big wrench and put it around his neck when he had the gun. It's good.
It's good. It's good. It's good.
Anyhow, I doubt I'll be seeing the Ninja Turtle reboot, but I aim to please with the geek news here, so...
I'll go see it if it's free.
There you go.
Just throwing that out there.
So anyone out there that want to throw us some free turtle passes when it comes out?
I'm on it. Yep. So CBS is not taking its Beverly Hills Cop pilot to series, despite the reported on-screen participation of Eddie Murphy and Judge Reinhold. CBS had to outbid rival networks to get the pilot, and now it will likely be shopped to other channels. Writer-producer Sean Ryan was masterminding the project, which centers on Axel Foley's son. Barry Sonnenfeld, the Men in Black from the Men in Black movies, directed the pilot. CBS worked hard to get that pilot and then passed on it.
We've been making fun of that for the last year, as soon as we first heard they were announcing
you
that.
You think?
You know what's really sad? If this was 15 years ago, I believe that they would have picked it up without having even watched it. Because Eddie Murphy used to be popular. Especially that character. Do you think we'll ever see the pilot, though?
No, probably. It'll end up online somewhere sometime.
Or be a TV movie or something. Or straight to video. That's pretty sad. No bananas in the tailpipe?
I guess not.
Dang. So, in shocking the hell out of us news, not the 24 story, Community's getting a season 5.
I will say, thank God and wow.
Yeah, I mean, the season 4 finale was pretty good. Spoiler alert, Joel McHale and Chevy Chase graduated early.
Yeah.
So, besides Community, Parks and Rec is the only other NBC comedy coming back. Check the list out here, by the way. The other comedies that aren't coming back, The Office, 31, Whitney, The New Normal, Guys with Kids, 1600 Pen, Up All Night, and Animal Practice. So every other single comedy NBC ran this year is not coming back.
That's crazy.
Whitney, though.
Sad to see you go, Whitney.
You know what? I kind of did like Go On.
I loved Go On.
Matthew Perry can't catch a break since Friends. That was his third series after Friends would be canceled after one season.
Yep.
Mr. Sunshine was the other one?
Yep.
Which I thought was a great show, too.
Aww.
New Normal, that was the two gay gentlemen, that one, that show.
That one was funny. With Alan Barkin?
Yeah. Up All Night, well, we kind of saw that coming when they tried to change the format.
I was going to say, Up All Night was awesome, and then they messed with it. Like, don't mess with something that works, really?
Yeah. So, obviously they're going to have to come up with a ton of comedies then for their lineup. Yeah. And I just found out tonight Community is going to be a mid-season. Which means, of that list, Parks and Rec's the only one coming back in the fall. Unbelievable.
Crazy.
Community, though. Like, last week at this time, I never would have thought it was getting a season 5. 13 episodes again, so it's not like a full season. Probably be the final season this year, I bet.
Don't make me sad.
6 seasons in a movie. Alright, I think we have time for one more.
Alright. One second. Sorry, hanging up my news here.
That's alright.
ABC has announced that it will turn Marvel's Agent of S.H.I.E.L.D. into a TV series, and it will begin airing episodes this fall. The plot, Agent Phil Coulson, yes, played by Clark Gregg, returns to the worldwide law enforcement organization S.H.I.E.L.D. He puts together a small, highly trained team of agents to tackle the cases that haven't been classified yet, the new, the strange, and the unknown.
First of all, Phil Coulson, about the only thing I did miss about Iron Man 3.
Yeah.
Secondly, hope they have a good explanation as to where he, what happened to him during the Avengers. We saw the trailer a couple nights ago, and it looks pretty good for a TV show.
Yep.
They had this gentleman, African-American gentleman, jumping out of a building. Everyone's speculating that's Luke Cage. It does look like we're going to see like some super-powered people on this show. Probably not the Avengers. Although I read that Robert Downey Jr. and Samuel L. Jackson wouldn't mind doing cameos.
Oh.
Yeah, and you got to figure, maybe they'll try and get Jeremy Renner for a cameo since Hawkeye was a member of S.H.I.E.L.D.
Yeah.
But it looks good. Joss Whedon's directing the pilot. And they haven't said when it's coming out. Like what date or if it's a mid-season or...
Looking forward to it, though.
But I put the preview up in the group, so check it out. It looks awesome, and glad to see you back, Coulson. All right, let's take a quick break. We have a couple more stories. We got the box office, we got the birthdays, and we got the calendar. We'll be right back after this.
And now, a word from our sponsors.
Kristen Hunter is a Canadian artist specializing in polymer clay creations. Kristen is a geek at heart, and most of her creations are nerd-themed. She makes everything from Captain America earrings to video game-inspired necklaces and everything else in between. Check out Kristen's amazing work at www.wasabeads.com or visit her Facebook group, Wasabeads Custom Creations.
All right, we're back. J-Stu and K-Stu coming at you with this week's Geek News. Hi, K-Stu.
Oh, hello.
So real quick... here's just a list of some of the stuff on other channels that have been canceled. By the way, at this point, Fox hasn't announced what shows they're canceling other than Touch.
Oh.
So the sad one on this other list we have here is Happy Endings on ABC, which has been awesome for the last 3 seasons, canceled. But you heard a rumor that other stations in the States are interested in bringing it back.
I heard USA and TBS were interested, and fingers crossed they are, a la Cougar Town.
Yeah.
Which I don't know how that how well that did for TBS.
It's coming back.
All right.
Yeah, it's coming back.
So it would be awesome if a cable channel would pick this show up. This show is so funny.
Never a good sign when they're playing two episodes on a night every week. That's a good sign that let's burn off the episodes.
Yeah.
And it was funny. I don't understand why they had to do that. Great ensemble cast. The whole cast. Like, I'm going to miss seeing Casey Wilson every week. So hopefully someone will pick this puppy up.
Body. And Max was just on Iron Man. You think they'd want to ride that?
Yep. Now, I'm not familiar with some of these shows. Do you know what Body of Proof was? Was that the Dana Delaney show?
I think so.
That's been canceled by ABC. Malibu Country?
No idea. Cricket. Cricket.
Red Widow?
Cricket.
How to Live with Your Parents? That was the Sarah Chalk.
Sarah Chalky show.
We gave it one episode.
Yep.
It ran for about five or six.
Yeah, it was pretty rough to get through.
Not as rough as Family Tools.
Oh, couldn't even make it through the episode.
And I watched it because I'm in love with Leah Remini.
Did you watch the whole thing?
No, I erased it as soon as we gave it.
We got to the credits?
Yeah.
Did we go past the credits?
I think we fast-forwarded to the scenes after the first commercial break and we couldn't do it.
Okay.
So that was canceled after two episodes. Smash, which last year you were excited. You watched some of it, didn't you?
I did. I watched the first, I want to say three episodes, maybe.
Because all the reviews after this was canceled were the same. Like, season one was awesome. Season two was a big flaming piece of crap.
See, I couldn't even get into season one. And then my friend Tara was watching it. And she's like, no, you gotta stick with it. It gets better. And I couldn't. I just could not do it. I was giving it high hopes. I thought it was going to be Glee for adults. And it wasn't. Or Glee shouldn't be for adults. Maybe that's the lesson learned here.
CSI New York was canceled after nine seasons. Did they cancel the David Caruso one? I think just the original CSI is still on the air, right?
I don't know.
All I know is that I'll have to look up, because I can't remember the title of it, but Josh Holloway, who played Sawyer on Lost, and Mark Helgenberg from CSI, Schwing, they're doing some sort of spy show, I guess, together.
Yeah, I want to say CBS picked it up.
Sawyer and Helgenberg.
I'm good with that.
Yeah, me too. Rules of Engagement, which we watched. I didn't know anybody else that watched this show. But it just finished its seventh season.
So, funny story. You're saying I didn't know anybody else who watched the show. Either did I. Been on since 2007.
Seven seasons.
I know Nicole watched a couple, and she was like, why wasn't I watching this earlier? This is funny. And I'm like, I know. And then I was just talking to one of the girls at work, and she mentioned it. Oh, because we were talking about The Tick, so we were talking about Putty, who is Patrick Warburton.
Patrick Warburton.
And then she's like, oh, my God, Rules of Engagement. So then we started talking about that, and I was like, my husband insisted Timmy was always on the bed, and blah, blah, blah. And so we got into talking about that, and I know you were joking. But, yeah, it was, like, funny to actually meet somebody else who actually watched this show, and now it's gone.
Obviously, someone was watching it if it was on for 7 years.
And now it's gone.
But in that 7 years, I think they only got one complete season. That was always a mid-season replacement every year.
Yeah.
It was funny as hell. There's one more episode on May 20th. So we'll...
maybe they'll have the baby.
Maybe Adam and Hot Girl will finally get married. They were engaged in the first episode. Well, Vegas, that was the Dennis Quaid show?
Yeah.
Not the Ed DeLine show?
No.
That got canceled. Golden Boy, not the Jerry Seinfeld shirt.
It's like the show about Jerry Seinfeld yellow t-shirt.
Never heard of it. Southland?
That was on the USA Network in the States. That was a cop show. So I don't know if we got it here on one of our Canadian networks,
but I've always heard
like really good stuff about it. I think it won like a bunch of Emmys and stuff. I think I could be totally wrong.
Okay. Monday mornings.
So Jay's got the list here that he's reading off of, and he kind of has like the tombstone dates. So CSI New York, 2004 to 2013.
I got it from Ain't It Cool News, right. Actually.
Rules of Engagement, 2007 to 2013. Monday mornings. 2013 to 2013. It should have just been like Friday to Thursday.
Rock Center, that's the Brian Williams new show.
Oh, okay.
That got canceled. Burn Notice. I think that was the...
That was on the USA Network.
Yeah. Why am I drawing a blank on the lead actors? Army of Darkness. Bruce Campbell. That was the Bruce Campbell show.
Oh, was it?
Yeah. I know Rose watched that show.
I know Rose watched it. I know they did a Saturday Night Live skit about why aren't you watching Burn Notice, and nobody knew what it was about.
So that's been canceled after six seasons. That's all I got here, but like I said, we don't know what Fox is. Touch. They've canceled Touch.
Yeah.
So I've heard rumors Cleveland might not be coming back. Does that mean he would go back to Family Guy?
Simpsons might be back for their 25th season.
Yeah, I don't know if they have contracts for the 25th season. Guess we'll find out soon. All right, what else you got for us?
Disney has announced a multi-year deal with Electronic Arts that grants the video game publisher rights to develop and publish video games based on the classic science fiction franchise Star Wars. The announcement comes 1 month after Disney shut down longtime studio LucasArts in favor of a licensing model involving Star Wars and other properties.
It's interesting. I know the Star Wars video games have always been popular.
Mm-hmm.
And they had some great ideas in development before they shut down the LucasArts. So we'll see what they're coming up with.
We shall see.
Speaking of Star Wars, a couple more details about Star Wars Episode 7 have surfaced. According to Lucasfilm, the latest Star Wars film will be made in the UK, which is that really a surprise because all the other ones were. And the seventh movie in the sci-fi series is due to start production early next year, 2014, with a schedule of 2015. Is that enough time? That's a year. Usually with the old movies is they'd get all the acting out of the way, and then they'd be working on special effects for a year or two after that. So they haven't started any work on this other than writing the script. There's been no casting.
That's so weird.
I don't know if that's enough time, but it's J.J. Abrams, so I have faith in the dude.
Yeah. Huh.
So I guess we'll find... There's got to be casting announcements coming soon if they're, you know?
You would think, but maybe it'll all be CGI.
Oh, maybe. You got anything else for us?
I do not.
All right. We have some time here. You want to pull up the box office?
Okay. Sorry, I got scared.
Why are you scared?
I don't know.
Actually, while you're finding that, I do have the birthdays here for the week.
Okay.
I think. I did. Indeed.
Da-da-da-da.
We need some going to next story music. All right, I got them. So we're running a bit late, so I'll give you Monday's birthdays, which would have been... This is going to air on the 14th, so this was Monday the 13th. Alan Ball, the former True Blood showrunner. This is the first season they're doing without him, I guess, right? The new one that's coming out.
I think so.
And Sam Anderson. Do you know who Sam Anderson is?
Mr. Anderson?
No. We know him best as Bernard from Lost.
Oh.
He was also...
Bernard and Rose.
He was also Kirk Cameron's principal in Growing Pains. Yep. And you probably knew this. He was the doctor that delivered Phoebe's babies, I think.
Fonzie Dave didn't have butts.
Yeah. And a sponge and some baby tools and Channel 17. What's on Channel 17? Sunday, Monday. Oh, the Fonzie died. In all fairness, he didn't say he was the Fonz. So, happy birthday, Sam Anderson, man. Tuesday, May the 14th, we have a couple famous pioneers in movies. George Lucas and Robert Zemeckis from the Back to the Future trilogy. And an actress... Who one time you described her to me as, you know how sometimes she's hot? Kate Blanchett?
Blanchett?
Blanchett from Indiana Jones. Sometimes she's hot. That's how you said it one day. It was funny. Wednesday, May the 15th, you're going to probably punch me in the mouth for describing him this way once again. Nicholas Hammond, who played Spider-Man in the 70s, also one of the kids in The Sound of Music. You're laughing at me.
Oh, man.
Thursday, May 16th, Megan Fox, toe thumbs herself. She was attractive, and this is 40.
All right.
Pierce Brosnan.
Because he made her wear gloves.
Maybe. I wasn't looking at her hands in that movie, trust me. Pierce Brosnan from James Bond and Remington Steele, who also graced your locker in the 80s.
Yes, he did.
Danny Trejo.
Machete.
Machete, thank you. One of the kids in the hall, Kevin MacDonald. And Batgirl, Yvonne Craig.
My favorite kid in the hall, by the way.
He was funny. Citizen Kane. Friday, May 17th. Let's hope I don't butcher this guy's name. Sintal Ramamurthy from Heroes. And what was your movie you liked him in?
Slam and Salmon.
Yep. And Bob
Saget. And he's going to be on the Office finale.
Yep.
So I'm very excited.
And Bob Saget, because supposedly Josh Radnor grows up to be Bob Saget in How I Met Your Mother. Actually, you know what? I'll give the guy credit because he directed one of my all-time favorite comedies, Dirty Work, with Norm Macdonald.
He's funny.
He's dirty too.
When I was younger, I was really into stand-up comedians, and I still am. And I knew Bob Saget before Full House, and he was dirty. And then I get noticed that, like, oh, he's going to be on this family comedy. I'm like, that guy? He's, like, beyond dirty.
Yeah.
He made dirty look clean. So, it's shocked that, like, this whole generation knows him as Danny Tanner. And I'm like, no, he's not.
Danny Tanner. And he was the host of that America's Funniest Videos for the longest time.
For a little bit.
Yeah.
They switched hosts a couple times.
Every time I think about that
it's
show.
It's still on, by the way.
Yeah, all I can think about is that South Park.
Yeah.
Or I hope you don't get hit by a train. Oh, no, I just did. Bob Saget. All right, Saturday, May the 18th, the lovely and talented Tina Fey, soon to be seen in The Muppets 2.
I love her. And she's going to be playing Kate in our We Got the Geek movie.
Yes. And last but not least, next Sunday, May the 19th, Peter Mayhew, Chewbacca.
Aww.
All right. Wow us with the box office, oh mighty case, too.
Would also like to mention that on Thursday, May 16th, our very own Diana Stewart will be turning 8.
Yes. My daughter. I don't want to think about it because I don't want her to be older.
But it happens.
She's almost at the teenage years. 5 years from now.
It happens. So, Sunday, May 12th, the box office here. So, number one this week, any guesses?
Great Gatsby?
Nope. Iron Man 3 holding into the number one spot. Made $72.5 million this week. So far, domestically grossed $284.9
million. I don't have the whole figure here, but I guess it's made over $900 million nice. Internationally. Almost at a billion.
Yep.
Most of it internationally, though. Like, not a lot of it's come from North America, which is surprising to me.
Well, it opened earlier internationally, so they've had a bit of a lead.
Yeah.
So
it's getting up there fast.
Yeah.
So pay Robert Downey Jr. anything he wants, basically.
He'll make it back in a week.
Well, that's two movies now that he's been in for Marvel that have... Well, you might as well say this one's made a billion. It's probably going to.
Yeah. Number two this week, The Great Gatsby at $50.1 million. Pain and Gain at number three with $5 million. So we go from 72 to 50 to 5. Peoples at number four. Craig Robinson, Kerry Washington, David Alan Grier.
All right.
Sparks fly when Wade Walker crashes the People's Annual Reunion in the Hamptons to ask for their precious daughter Grace's hand in marriage. Looks funny. 42 came in at number 5.
Well, still in there, eh?
Yep. Number 6, Oblivion. Number 7, The Croods. Number 8, Mud. Number 9, The Big Wedding. And number 10, Oz the Great and Powerful.
Wow, eh? Still in there.
And in at number 98 this week, When the Iron Bird Flies, Tibetan Buddhism Arrives in the West, made $61 this week.
Nice work.
It was a movie from 2012, by the way.
That's good. That's good. So Star Trek...
In at number 93, though, by the way. So it was 98 movies released right. this week. 93, the movie M from 1931... made $742.
Okay. Cool.
1931. Still on the charts.
Okay, Kasem.
Django Unchained made $2,000 this week. Wow. All right, I'm going to stop now.
Star Trek Into Darkness got released in some international markets. It's already made over $30 million. So I think that's going to be Iron Man's first serious competition that comes out this Thursday.
Yeah.
And I know I want to see it. And it's going to be good. Engage.
Stop it.
All right, let's take a quick break. We'll come back with the Geek Calendar right after these words.
Stay tuned, loyal listeners. There's more We Got the Geek still to come.
Hey, K-Stu, your favorite Scentsy consultant here to tell you all about a great new product. People said it couldn't be done. How could you take something as complicated as fondue and make it simple? What if we serve scrumptious chocolate fondue in a plug-and-play, fun-to-use warmer, worthy of such fine chocolate? The perfect Belgian chocolate needs a perfect melt, so we invented a patent-pending silicone dish for the Velotta Fondue Warmer. Who else but Scentsy could find a hip, fun, smart way to use a light bulb? But wait, no party is complete without warm, savory cheese fondue. Mild to sharp, mellow to complex, each mouth-watering Velotta cheese fondue is made for vegetables, chips, crackers, whatever your imagination holds in store. Whether you're a foodie, a trendsetter, or just someone who thinks of melty fondue as its own food group, Velotta products are for you. Contact me at kstu.wickless@me.com or on my website, kstu.velotta.ca, or right here on the wegotthegeek.com. Page on our feedback link. Thanks.
All right, we are back, and the lovely Case 2 will now go over this week's Geek Calendar stuff you should be watching, buying, reading, all that great stuff.
So last night, How I Met Your Mother season finale, and I've already gone on Facebook and spoiled it that we actually see the mother.
Interesting.
So there's that. May 14th, that's today, new on DVD, Cloud Atlas, Third Rock from the Sun, the complete series, My Little Pony Friendship is Magic Season 2, That 70s Show, the complete series, Roseanne, the complete series, and The Tin Man, complete series.
The Zooey Deschanel miniseries that you
Tin
like.
Men?
Tin Men? Is it Tin Men or Tin Man?
I thought it was Tin Men. No, Tin Men was...
Well, that is
Danny DeVito show.
That one was released a few years ago on DVD. It's some sort of special edition that's coming out.
Oh, cool. I love that movie.
It was pretty good. It was pretty good, not going to lie.
And then Wednesday, May 15th, we have new comics. What do we have coming out this week?
All right. New comics this week include... We have BPRD... Issue 107, Hell on Earth. That's the one of the Hellboy series. Batgirl, issue 20. Nightwing, issue 20. Speaking of which, all over the geek news today, the Batgirl-Nightwing wedding.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. Couple fans of the characters. Doomsday, point one, issue one. From John Byrne. Great artist and writer who... Wrote for Marvel and DC, did an awesome Superman and Fantastic Four.
The Dream Merchant, number one, from Image Comics.
Mm-hmm.
Age of Ultron, number eight.
This is a hit-or-miss series. Every other issue of this series has been great. And then there's the issue that comes after that, which is not so great.
Oh. Iron Man, number 10, now two.
Oh, they're telling the secret origin of Tony Stark in this series.
Okay.
Many years ago, Howard and Maria Stark had a baby, and there's something you don't know about it. Okay.
What, he's super smart? Like, it's not like he has superpowers. It's not like he was born with the arc reactor.
No.
regular show number one.
Diana's been looking forward to this. They've postponed it about, I don't know, it was supposed to be out like mid-April, I think. It got postponed a couple times. In trade paperbacks, we have Aquaman Volume 2, The Others, hardcover story. Yes, Aquaman kicks ass in the new DC reboot. You should probably mention this one.
Doctor Who Volume 1, Prisoners of Time, trade paperback. November 23rd, 1963, a day that changed the world forever. That day saw the broadcast debut of Doctor Who, which was to become the longest-running science fiction series on television. And now, 50 years later, we pay tribute to one of the greatest pop culture heroes of all time with this special series, which tells an epic adventure featuring all 11 incarnations of the intrepid traveler through time and space, known simply as the Doctor.
Wow. That's kind of cool.
Kind of got to get that. I've recently started watching Doctor Who with the Christopher Eccleston series, not from Doctor One. And it's just... I'm hooked. Look, what did I say to you today? You know what's missing? I haven't been watching Doctor Who today. So it's really a good series. Everybody that's not watching it, everybody else who hypes it up, is not just blowing smoke. It's really good.
And this one's got all 11 versions of them, which sounds pretty cool.
It really does. I think I'd be confused, though. Like, I know Tom Baker, the one with the scarf.
Yeah.
And now Christopher Eccleston, and now it's moved on to David Tennant.
Yeah, I know a few of them.
Like, those are the only ones I know. I don't know any of the other doctors, like, by sight.
Yeah. Well, I saw the 1996 Fox movie, which they count, apparently. My Little Pony, Friendship is Magic, Volume 1, trade paperback. Diana loved that story in the single issues. And one we're going to have to get are the Adventure Time Volume 1, Playing with Fire graphic novel. It's an all-original... story. $11.99 is not bad for a trade.
Cool.
277 pages. I think it's in black and white, that one, actually.
Oh. I'm a fan of black and white.
Give me a second. I know there's some more we can look at here, real quick, like. For real. For real.
Okay. If you say so.
All right. We also have... Star Wars, Darth Vader and the Ninth Assassin, Issue 2. From DC, we have Batwoman 20, Birds of Prey 20, Catwoman 20, Fables 129, so you got some catching up to do.
Oi!
He-Man and the Masters of the Universe 2. Did I show you the He-Man new costume today?
Yeah.
Yeah, not he's all covered up now, which is...
Which is fine.
Which is fine. Doesn't have the furry He-Man underwear anymore. Red Hood and the Outlaws 20. I can't wait for the annual for this series. It's coming out in a few weeks because it's going to finally reveal the relationship between Ollie, Green Arrow, and Roy in this new rebooted universe. Wonder Woman 20.
Yep.
Moving down to... Let's see. We have Marvel. Oh, Avengers Enemy Within Issue 1. FF number 7. Gambit number 12, Invincible Iron Man hardcover, volume 8, New Avengers by Brian Michael Bendis, volume 4. Oh, for the low, low price of $99.99, the New Warriors omnibus. New Warriors was a super team in the early 90s, which featured our daughter's favorite character, Nova. And... Oh, Bionic Man versus Bionic Woman number 5, so we can finally see how that series wraps up, because we were the only ones collecting it in the Niagara region, apparently. Green Hornet 36, I can't believe that series is still coming out. Anyhow, that's your new releases for this week, and that's the 15th, you say?
Yeah.
Should probably also mention, I think we did at the top of the show... that Alan Fling and Pam Rose from the Star Wars trilogy are going to be at Pulp Comics.
On the 16th.
Is it the
16th? I haven't gotten there yet.
Oh, okay. Sorry. Thought it was the 15th.
That's Thursday the 16th.
I'll shut my mouth now.
Okay. So, Thursday the 16th, I don't know if you've heard this, but at Pulp Comics, they're going to have Alan Fling and Pam Rose from Star Wars there.
Cool.
Goof. I do not have a time on that, though.
It's also our daughter's birthday that day.
Yes, it is. Also, The Office 2-hour season finale. And in theaters, as Jay mentioned, Star Trek Into Darkness is opening Thursday instead of Friday.
Yeah, day early.
And Saturday, May 18th, Fun Expo is happening at the Welland Arena. Come on out. I think doors open at
10.
10?
10 to 4:30.
We're
going to be there right by the entranceway, so come say hi. Play a little roll the dice game. We'll be there with the mighty Ryan McNabb. John Balmer will be there doing his art. Pam Rose and Alan Fling will also be there. It's going to be face painting, perhaps some Zumba dancing.
They're iffy on the Zumba. There was an injury by one of the girls, so they're not sure if they can do it.
Yeah, lots of Star Wars toy vendors. Lots of fun and excitement. People in Star Wars costumes. We've been there the last 2 years. It's a fun time.
It's a good time. It's a great hangout for the family. It is free admission. They do ask for donations for Make a Child Smile.
Okay.
But it is free admission if you just want to come in and hang out, see the vendors, and see you can pose with Ewoks, and the 501st is there, so you can pose for pictures with the characters.
Or buy a print from John Balmer. It's all good.
Please, please do that.
He's got prints from the YouTube channel that he does for us there. So check out his artwork. Check out the show. Come say hi. And you might even get a special surprise from us if you come and answer a question on the air.
Yeah. Yay.
Yes, indeedy.
And then Sunday, May 19th, the season 24 finale of The Simpsons.
Wow.
I know, right?
I was in my early 20s when that show came out.
Holy.
Will it get a 25th season? We'll probably know this week.
Maybe.
That'd be a nice round number to end the show at if they...
Yeah. It would.
Hey, I watched a couple of shows we missed earlier in the season, and I thought they were hilarious.
It's hit or miss, but they do still have the good one here and there. So yeah. Check it out.
Check it out. Is that all you got
for it? That's all I got.
All right. Well, thanks for listening. Thanks for supporting the show. We had a lot of hits to the website this week. We want to say thank you for that. And thanks for the support. Check us out on Twitter. Please check like on our group, on our page. And make some comments if there's anything you want to hear or have us talk about on any of the segments. So, thanks for listening. We'll have some more news for you next week. Have a great week, folks.
Thanks for listening. To hear more We Got the Geek, check us out at www.wegotthegeek.com and on iTunes.